News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Donald Trump stepping hard in the final days before Tuesday's election. Saturday, he was in Gastonia, North Carolina.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Mr. Trump has at least three events scheduled for today, including in North Carolina and Georgia. Wisconsin is home to one of several key races that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston is there.
The Senate contest between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican businessman Eric Hovde has tightened in recent weeks. Money has poured into Wisconsin, making this the sixth most expensive Senate race, according to USA Today. Baldwin is a major proponent of abortion rights, while Hovde is opposed. The voting trend here is also noteworthy. The governor is a Democrat, while the state legislature is controlled by Republicans. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
South Korea says the U.S. has flown a long-range bomber in a trilateral drill with South Korea and Japan in response to North Korea's recent test firing of a new intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike this country. South Korea's military says this morning's aerial drill demonstrated the three countries' firm resolve and readiness to respond to North Korea's advancing nuclear and missile provocations. Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 million. Cold hard cash, don't call him cash poor. This after he unloaded billions of bucks worth of Apple and Bank of America shares this year and continues to reap a stream of steady profits from his various businesses. He's not saying what he might invest it in next. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-298-9534. That's 800-298-9534. 800-298-9534.
Some health officials say monkeypox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing. It's a possible sign the epidemic for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August might be on the decline. The WHO says Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed monkeypox cases every week recently, but that's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. However, the UN Health Agency admits only 40% to 50% of the cases are being diagnosed in the first place. 4 days have passed since tsunami-like floods swept through the southeastern outskirts of Valencia City in Spain, covering many communities with sticky mud. The cleanup task ahead remains gargantuan. The hunt for bodies continues, too. Authorities say at least 62 people lost their lives in Playa Porta of the 213 confirmed deaths from flash floods all across the country that occurred this past week. News and analysis at townhall.com. The owner of a pet squirrel euthanized by New York officials wants justice.
The owner of a pet squirrel named Peanut says he found out his beloved animal was euthanized by New York State Friday in news reports after they seized him along with Fred the raccoon.
Didn't even quarantine them. They took them from my house and just killed them.
Jeff Longa, who runs a Pine City Animal Sanctuary with his wife, had Peanut 7 years and disputes accounts from the Department of Environmental Conservation that the squirrel bit someone involved in the investigation.
Peanut did not bite anybody.
The DEC says they took the animals after complaints about wildlife being kept illegally. Longo is promising to get justice for their deaths. Julie Walker, New York.
Elsewhere in the Big Apple, jaywalking now completely legal. A bill passed by the city council became law after the mayor refused to sign or veto it after 30 days, so walk where you like. More on these stories at townhall.com.
High pressure is going to result in a dry end of the weekend on this Sunday with some sunshine, a light breeze out of the east, and a high approaching 60. Tonight, the low should dip into the low 40s under a clear sky. Clouds will increase into Monday afternoon with a high of 65, and then sunny, windy, and warmer for Election Day on Tuesday with a high hitting the mid-70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at Robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodities interest can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at Robinhood.com/election.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio has added another hour during the weekend. Now Saturdays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's market. Your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Now on Sunday at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. It's time now for All About Real Estate on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, here's your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon from Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome, and I am delighted to be here. Hope you all moved your clocks the right way. If not, you're missing the show. By the way, it is noon, it is Sunday, and this is All About Real Estate. If you would like to talk to us about real estate and you'd like to do it right now, our call-in number, 410-922-6680. We'd be happy to take your call and to answer any of your questions or just chat with you. So again, All About Real Estate, call in number 410-922-6680. It has been an absolutely wonderfully busy week. This month has been wonderful. Several sales, got three new listings coming on, just helping a lot of people. You've heard me talk during the year that I needed a home with a first floor primary and garage and some handicapped accessibility. We are under contract for that. And I also want to mention some of the people who've been very helpful this week. So many times in real estate, you hear negative stuff. I want to give a couple of shout outs to some of the agents who really make real estate go well. The home that we just bought at 2 Branchwood in Pikesville, it has the first floor primary bedroom. It's got garages. It's got some security and land around it. And the real estate agent who's been very helpful is Dan Cohn. So, Dan, thank you for the help that you've given us there. Another one, I was looking for a condo or a co-op that was good-sized and real good condition. We found it. We're under contract. And that real estate agent is Carolyn Kuntz. And again, couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been kinder. It's such a pleasure when you put a deal together, when you put, whether it's a buyer, whether it's a seller, and the real estate agents are moving together so well. We all have the same goal. We have clients. We're either working for the buyer or the seller. We know whether we're working for the buyer or the seller. And in order to really have a great outcome, you have to have also a good relationship with the co-op real estate agent. The other one we did this past month, when I was telling everybody I needed a rancher in the Stevenson area, it didn't have to be in good condition. That's a property we bought, and Linda Seidel was the real estate agent. Again, very smooth, very easy transaction. It really does make a difference. And I've got some homes coming on the market. Again, I've been telling you properties that I need. I've got some that you guys have listened to me. We've been very lucky. We've got some really, really special homes coming on the market. I have a home coming on the market on Winterset, which is in the Stevenson, just inside the Beltway. It is four-bedroom, huge, gorgeous, magnificent kitchen with high ceilings. It has a two-car garage, but it has room if you wanted to make a three-car garage. Pretty much move-in condition. It's a four-level split. That should be on the market in the next few days. We're just finishing up some touches on it. And if you have any questions about that property, give me a call. I will tell you all about it. Really nice home, again, four bedrooms. The primary bedroom bathroom is huge, all been redone with the jacuzzi and the jetted tub and the walk-in showers. So that is a really pretty one. And again, that address is on Winterset. And again, that's just inside Baltimore Beltway, exit 20. The other one that's coming on probably in a week or two is spectacular. It's in the valley. It's in Green Spring Valley. It's in a gated community. It's got garage spaces for 5 to 6 cars. It's contemporary. It is beautiful, wooded, tremendous amount of decks, fabulous, fabulous kitchen. Every inch of the house is wonderful. First floor, primary. There could be actually two primaries on the first floor. And then it has several other bedroom suites upstairs. They each have two bedrooms and their own bath. So it's wonderful if you've got adults sharing the house, you've got adult kids, you've got family coming to visit. Wonderful, wonderful house. I cannot wait to get it on the market. We've just gotten the photography back, so it should be ready maybe in a week or two. If you're thinking about a very contemporary home in a gated community, garage for 5 to 6 cars on a wooded lot, I think it's about 2 acres. I'll have to double check that. There's a stream in the back. Give me a call. Again, lots of really interesting properties. Another one that should be coming on in a few weeks is the park at Mount Washington. That's off of Smith Avenue, Northwest Baltimore. It has at least four bedrooms. It's got a two-car garage. It has a nice front porch. Why do I mention that? Because it's one of the models that does have a front porch, and some of the properties at the park at Mount Washington do not have front porches. This one does. It also has a fenced backyard. It has a screened-in sunroom addition, huge living room, huge kitchen, and it's accessible. There is even an elevator in this property. So if you're thinking about a home in the park at Mount Washington, not giving you addresses right now because they're not quite ready to come on, we have rules. If it's coming soon, we can't show it, so I'm not even giving addresses. But what I can do is I can at least get you on a list and tell you about the house if it's something that you or if you're a real estate agent have a client that's interested in any of these properties. I am excited about all of this. It's been a wonderfully busy October, and it looks like it's going to be an even busier November. I'm having a wonderful time. Again, if you're thinking about buying or talking about listing or selling, give me a call. There's so much going on. Please don't think because it's the holiday, it's November, that people are not going to be out there looking. Serious people are out there looking. And again, if you're interested in seeing a house, if you're interested in talking about real estate, thinking about getting it on the market, give me a call. You can reach me after the show at 410-530-2400. And we have a Mark in Greensboro on the line. Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Margaret.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. I have a question for you.
Okay.
When is the right time to update kitchen and bathrooms in a home? It's been on the market for a few, maybe about a month or so, but those are the issues with the homes is that the bathrooms and kitchen are way outdated and need updating.
Okay. Well, if it's already on the market, and people say, you know, you put a house on the market in November, nobody's looking in November, nobody's looking in December. Anybody who's listened to me knows that I don't believe in that. If you've got a home that's in a desirable location, that everything is pretty much in move-in condition, except you want to update the kitchen. Maybe it's original. Maybe you want to update the bathrooms because they're originals. I would say instead of going through the work right now when you're already ready to sell, meaning the house is ready and the family's ready to sell the house, instead of updating that kitchen, instead of updating that bathroom, maybe consider giving an allowance for those to be done so that the buyer could get a nice break on the price. And then they could make their kitchen, they could make their bathroom, they can make their flooring just the way they want, pick out the materials, pick out the appliances. So I think that's one of my answers. Now, another answer is if you say, I'm not selling my home for another 6 months, then you might want to consider doing some of those updates. You might want to do it so you can enjoy it yourself. And you have to figure out, talk to a professional and find out what might be the most cost effective for the seller. Again, seller, if they're out of town, would be difficult to do a rehab on a kitchen and bathroom. Better to give that allowance. Does that help a little bit, Mark?
Absolutely. It really does. And I really appreciate your radio show and everything that you're doing for all of us who listen.
Well, thank you. I love your question because, as you can hear, anytime I get a question like this, the answer is always, it depends. Because it depends on whether the house is ready. It depends on whether the people are ready to sell. And when the house and the people are ready, I mean, there's some people who may have a house to sell. Maybe they've already moved. Maybe they're out of town. Maybe there's nobody to watch the house. Those are the people who should not be doing a renovation and depending on other people unless you really, really know your crew. That is the time that I think you can get the estimates done, maybe you can go ahead and get contractors in there and say, if we did a kitchen, if we did a bathroom, give us an idea of the cost of this so that when a buyer comes in, you've got that information for them right there, and you can do some negotiation.
Well, thank you so very much. That was very helpful.
Okay. We are all about real estate, and we are about to take our first break. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate, and our call-in number, 410-922-6680. And I thank Mark for calling in. Good question, because I think we got a couple of different answers out there. More questions like that, please give me a call.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Active Rain is all about real estate. Active Rain is the largest online social media group related to the real estate profession. It offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep its members updated with industry trends. Our platform provides a space for realtors to write blogs, exchange experiences, and discuss all topics related to buying and selling your home. By connecting like-minded individuals passionate about real estate, Active Rain offers training, education, camaraderie, and marketing ideas to keep our members informed and up to date with industry trends. Active Rain is a community of real estate professionals who freely share their knowledge and expertise. Members can refer buyers or sellers to trusted real estate professionals nationwide. Members meet via Zoom weekly to discuss, brainstorm, problem solve, and share current topics. This radio show, All About Real Estate, also features Active Rain members sharing their real estate experiences, providing valuable insights and information. Active Rain is the best online resource for real estate professionals nationwide to exchange the latest news and updates in the industry. Go ahead and ask, is your realtor a member of Active Rain? For information on how to join Active Rain, call or email Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400 or mrome@homerome.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And welcome back to All About Real Estate. If you'd like to call us, you have any comments about real estate, questions about real estate, phone number 410 410- 922-6680. I want to share with you a home that sounds like it could be similar to what Mark was talking about, our last caller. I have a beautiful property in Columbia. It is a five-bedroom, two-story, very contemporary, high ceilings, two fireplaces, a big kitchen family room, a garage or a first-floor bedroom, whichever you need, a finished basement. Well, it's a basement that's finished with floors and walls and bathroom, but you could do anything that you want. This is a home that was owned by the original owners, and I think had they stayed there another 30 years, they probably would have done the bathrooms and the kitchen. But this would be a perfect home to come in, figure out what it might cost to do your bathrooms, what it might cost to do your kitchen. And this is also a home where they took the two-car garage and made it into a first floor bedroom. These people needed a first floor bedroom more than they needed a garage. If you want the garage, we have it all worked out. That two-car garage could be brought back, no more first floor bedroom, and the house would be that way. So it depends. Do you need more bedrooms? Do you need a bedroom on the first floor? Do you need a two-car garage, more importantly. But this is the house, I'm telling you, owned by original. Kitchen looks nice. It's got all nice appliances in it. Two and a half bathrooms. Again, it is so convenient. It's again, it's in Columbia, 5251 Candy Root Court. Columbia, that zip code is 210-45. And one of the wonderful things about being in this little area of Columbia, I mean, aside from it being so close to 95 and 90 and 70 and 29 and 100, which makes it really, really convenient to commute almost anywhere in the Baltimore, D.C. area, in between both. But this one, if anybody who is familiar with Columbia knows about the CPRA fees, this particular development called Glenmont does not have a CPRA fee, and that is a big deal. Again, any questions about it, give me a call. It's easy to show. If you're working with a real estate agent, have them give me a call. I'll give them more information on it, and this would be a wonderful, wonderful new home. It's sitting on a corner lot. It's the only house on this block, because one end of the block is all county land. Interesting property, 5251 Candy Root Court, Columbia, 210-45. Another one that I have, that the way I describe it is, now that's a kitchen, because these wonderful people who have loved this house, this is a home that's on Winterset that I mentioned, they took their smallish, normal, typical kitchen, added a huge area that could be kitchen. Oh, it is kitchen, dining room, family room, high ceilings, sliders to the huge deck, all in one. If you need this kind of living, again, it's four levels. You've got four bedrooms. You've got a huge master primary suite on the upstairs, one flight up, with a beautiful redone bathroom that's luxury, with a separate jetted tub, with a walk-in shower, with a huge, with double walk-in closets. Again, this one is in Northwest Baltimore, just inside Beltway exit, right off of Stevenson Road. So lots of good properties, lots of interesting properties that are coming on. Let me tell you about another one that's actually completely different than all of these. It's a co-op. We've talked about the difference between a co-op and a condominium. This is the top floor. It's a penthouse, number 906 in 11 Slade. This one, again, three bedrooms. Unusual to find a three-bedroom, either condo or co-op. 2.5 baths, has its own laundry room. The kitchen's got 2 pantries, nice-size eat-in. It even has a skylight, so it makes the room even feel bigger. The living room, dining room is quite large. The whole entire length of the living room, dining room has windows, and there's a wonderful door, glass door, that walks out to a 26-foot balcony overlooking the country club. So special condo, special co-op, easy living, great view, and it's available now. And I'm telling you, these couple houses that I'm telling you about right now, in fact, all three of them that I've talked about, you could be in, well, I don't know if you could be in, you could be under contract by Thanksgiving if you'd like to give it a shot. You might be able to be in before the end of the year. So thinking about any of these properties, give me a call. You can go to my website, margaretrome.com. You can see pictures of them. And again, if you're working with a real estate agent, have them call me. We can definitely give you some information. At least find out if this is an area you want to be in. Find out what your needs are right now. And if any one of these homes match those needs, that way, when the properties do come on the market, you could hopefully be first in line to see it and go ahead and make an offer, get into it, and hopefully find that dream home of yours. Again, anybody who wants to talk to me about that, if you're working with a real estate agent, if you are working with buyers that need a specific home in a specific location, that needs specific amenities, no matter what it is, give me a call, because as you most mainly know that I work with unusual properties. So sometimes when the buyers ask for something off the top of, you know, that's really way out of the, out there, one of these unusual properties on the market or not on the market yet, we might already have for your buyer who has some special needs. Again, you can reach us right now, 410-922-6680. And again, always after the show, 410-530-2400. Somebody asked me, what do you do when you take the pictures off the wall when you are moving? Or do you leave all the artwork and the pictures on the wall? Do you take them off and remove the nails or leave the nails? Do you cover them up? Do you repair the walls? I want to tell you that there are quite a few ways that I have seen people leave their homes. Now, what's the right thing to do and what people do, I'm going to let you make that judgment. Okay, so there are people who will just remove everything, leave the holes, figuring the buyers are always going to repaint anyhow. Why should we do it? I have seen the people leave the nails, leave the hooks. So basically, there are no holes. And they figured, well, you can go ahead and hang your artwork right away. I've also seen people spackle with some kind of stuff. You guys can fill in the blanks or fill in the holes and leave it like that. The holes are filled. It still needs to be painted, but they're not going to do it. I have seen people who spackle those, fill the holes and spackle them and sand them just so they figure that the next person, it would be ready for the contractor when they're going to change paint, etc. And I've also seen people who spackle it, fill the holes, sand it, and actually repaint the walls. One of the things I say about the way a home is left, take a look. Think about when you bought your home. How was your home left for you, the new buyer, to come in? I have always said that the way a home is left tells what kind of character and the seller might have. So check with your real estate agent. Find out what the buyers want, what the sellers want. If you are a buyer and you want it completely done your way, you want it left alone so that your contractors can do it. If you want them totally refinished, filled, sanded, and painted, write that in the contract, because nobody's a mind reader, and what one person thinks they want might not be the other. Important to you? Always write it in the contract. Talk to your real estate agent. See what's important. Talk to the other agents. Ask them which way would their seller, buyer prefer. And go ahead. Simple things like that can certainly make a transaction go a whole lot smoother. While I'm on the subject that is not on the subject, I want to wish a friend, I want to wish a good friend a happy birthday. I want to say happy birthday to my friend who I called this morning, and I am looking forward. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Happy, wonderful birthday. I never, ever feel that you could be this old. But thinking about you, thinking about your daughter, and just know that I care about you and am wishing you that very, very happy birthday. I've got so many things to tell you about. I might tell you about some of the things that I love about selling real estate, like maybe 10 different reasons that I love the business so much. I think I'm going to tell you about that after the break, so please stay with us. You can reach us after during the show at 410-922-6680, and this is Margaret Rome, and we are talking all about real estate.
Biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. And one more thing, this Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today. today.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Retire Smart Maryland Radio has added another hour during the weekend. Now Saturdays at 2 p.m. Each week they'll answer your questions on how to thrive in today's market. Your one-stop financial source for retiring smart. Now on Sunday at 2 p.m. exclusively on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Real stories.
The Biden White House has been the most anti-Israel.
For real life.
Seems like every business in downtown has been destroyed now.
Check in often for updates. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680. Another property that I have is in 11 Slade, which is a co-op. It is a studio apartment. It has a balcony. It is spacious, but again, just a studio for one person. Bright windows, parquet floors, and the monthly fees include your heat, your air conditioning, your water, cable TV, valet parking, front desk concierge, and taxes. All of that in a co-op. So I've told you about two co-ops. One is the penthouse, and one is just about the opposite. It is a studio, which is very convenient. Maybe you have a single person. Maybe you have somebody that travels a lot, somebody who maybe has a home or two homes in different places of in the country, and they just need maybe a room, need a small place. Maybe they can't come back to visit their children and grandchildren. This would be ideal. You could have your own special, better than a hotel room for sure. And not that expensive. Call me. I will give you more information on that. I just think that might be a good idea if anybody is thinking about that. We were talking to Mark earlier, and he mentioned about when should you do kitchens and when should you do bathrooms if they need updating. One of the things I just like to share with you or warn you about or give you some ideas is when you're going to do this kind of renovation, whether you're going to remodel a kitchen or bathroom, floors, ceilings, carpet, any of those things. If you're going to do any kind of home renovation, whether it's small or it's large, make sure that you check out your contractor. Make sure that your contractor is licensed and bonded. You do not want to take a chance. I know lots of people will say, well, you know, Uncle Jack is really great. You know, he can do the kitchen. Well, is Uncle Jack an electrician? Is he a plumber? Is he a roofer? Is he skilled at all of these, and can it be backed up with his license? So check that out. It's wonderful to get recommendations from your friends, from your neighbors, from your family, but always, again, check out whether or not they are licensed. Also, if you're going to use somebody to make a major repair, a major renovation in your house, go see some of the properties that that contractor has already done. Talk to recent people who have worked with the contractors. Find out again, are they licensed? Are they insured? Are they bonded? Do some research, and rather than saying, I keep hearing people say, oh, we picked somebody, they did all this work, they didn't finish it, or they finished it and they priced it way more than they should have, just did not get the right contract, whether big or small, before you have any work done. Again, if you are thinking about remodeling, if you are thinking about doing any kind of contracting work, talk to people who have done it recently. Talk to people that you know and that you trust. Get good advice from people who have had success. It's not always going to be the cheapest. It may not always be the fastest. It may not always be the best. Find out the experience that your friends have had so that you can not make those type of mistakes again. Again, no matter who it is, contractors, lighting specialists, flooring people, electricians, real estate agents, plumbers, all of these, check out, are they licensed? Who is recommending them? And are they the kind of work, do they do the kind of work that you hope to? So just a few hints about that. We talked about nail holes, and we talked about some of the properties we have. Check out the contractors, absolutely. And these are not anything that I'm telling you new. These are just totally common sense questions, things to think about when you are buying, when you are selling. And I think I want to talk to you about sometimes when we sell a house, sometimes we've been there for a long time. Sometimes it is a senior that's selling a house. And I want to give you a few ways to help the senior to think about what they need to do. First of all, you need to assess whether they need to sell and if they are ready to sell and why they are selling. Evaluate their health, their family, and of course the cost of living. Make sure they understand the housing market or they have a real estate agent who can help them with that. Make sure you get advice from your friends, from people who've done it, on the real estate agent to help. You want to get someone that's in your area, that knows the area. You also want to find if maybe that realtor can actually look at your house and say, we might be able to keep you in this house if you do a few things. Maybe you can take a family room, an office, a space like that, turn it into a bedroom so you've got that first floor bedroom if that's the only thing that's keeping you or encouraging you to move. And then again, don't forget, hire professional movers. For some of the people, working with a move manager is a great big help. And make sure there's somebody who's categorizing the items, the ones to keep, to sell, to donate, to get rid of. Explore the different living options. And if you would like help getting these type of people that you might need, then you are more than welcome to give me a call after the show. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. Figure out, do you want to give it away? Do you want to donate it? Do you want to sell it? Do you want to take it with you? All of these things play into the emotional readiness of you. And we are going to step out for a break. You are listening to All About Real Estate. Our call-in number, 410-922-6680.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMERROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
However you're getting around these days,
I remember when we were driving in your car.
Plug in WCBM in the morning and afternoon for traffic and weather. Charge your day with 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, more All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome talking everything I can think of about real estate, sharing some of the homes that I have, the homes that you might need, the conditions. I wanted to share with you, a long time ago, but it happens frequently, when I had a buyer make me up a complete list of absolutely everything they wanted in the home. They wanted a modern house. They wanted it energy efficient. They wanted energy efficient windows. They wanted a big kitchen. They wanted a two-car garage attached to the house. They wanted it in Baltimore County, and they wanted it to be move-in condition. I'm going to tell you more about that story. First, we're going to take Rick in Lutherville. Good afternoon, Rick.
Hey, Margaret. Thanks for taking my call. I'm not going to mention any names or places, but I got to give you some background so you can answer the question. So I was in a neighborhood today, and there was a house up for sale by a certain real estate agent. And I said, oh, I know her. And the person I'm talking to said, well, some of the neighbors are mad at her because he sold another house in the neighborhood to such and such a family. And now we didn't want those people in the neighborhood. So I'm telling you this. So my question to you is, as a real estate agent, when does it become legally, when are you legally obligated during the sales process to say, we're selling the home to these people?
Not sure I understand, but I have a feeling you're going in a direction that's not legal. The way you sell a home is the only thing that matters is if the person is financially qualified, if it's the right home for them, it's the right neighborhood, that is who you sell the home to. There is no right people, wrong people to buy or sell a house. And
okay, without getting too political, I've heard complaints in the past where someone will say, well, they didn't sell me the house because I was the wrong skin color.
Okay.
Something like that.
That is completely illegal. We do not, if you hear of it, it's something that should be reported. If you're hearing that from a real estate agent, the agent should be reported. We do not tell people, even suggest where people live, and it shouldn't be the neighbors saying who can and cannot move into the neighborhood. I mean, if you want to move in the neighborhood because you like the neighborhood, because you like the people, because the house is perfect, that's one thing. But don't not look at a neighborhood because somebody says you're not welcome there. Everybody is welcome in every neighborhood.
Right. So basically, this person was telling me the neighbors are mad at a certain real estate agent. And I said, look, she might have been legally obligated to sell the house or she could lose her license. Is that correct?
The agent does not make a decision on who moves into the house by anything other than whether they're financially qualified and it is the right buyer and the home and the neighborhood meets their needs. I don't know how to say that any clearer, but...
Well, no, that's what I tried to explain to the people that were pushing back against me. I just wanted them... make sure I was on the right path. I was taken up for the real estate agent, not going against the real estate agent. So,
Rick, I don't think it's... Yeah, I don't think it's taking up for the real estate agents, taking up for the neighbors. I think that this is, you know, 2024, anybody is allowed to live anywhere they want to, provided it is the right area, provided they can afford it. And that's about as clear as we as real estate agents can make it. You tell the real estate agent where you want to live, what areas you want to live. The agent may suggest different areas. Maybe you need to be in a certain school system. Maybe you need to be closer to work. Those are the kinds of things that depend on where you're going to be purchasing a home. And you're on the right track. I think I know exactly what you're talking about, and you and I know that is not the right thing, that the neighbors, that maybe the neighbors should move if they think they're the wrong people coming into the neighborhood. How's that?
Well, I think you and me are on the same page, and I thank you for taking my phone call, and you have a great day.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you bringing that up. So, again, you are listening to All About Real Estate. We really are pretty much at the end of the program. If you'd like to talk to me, ask more questions like Rick did, like Mark did, call me after the show, 410-530-2400. This is All About Real Estate, and I will see you next week.
Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.